It's just past 8 o'clock. The news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The US Secretary of State Marco Rubio will lead a team of officials to meet his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov in Saudi Arabia today to begin talks which President Trump and the Russian President Vladimir Putin say will lead to an end to the Ukraine war. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, who will visit Turkey today, has said any negotiations without Ukraine will not be recognised. President Trump's envoy to Ukraine will meet senior EU officials in Brussels. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly.
Marco Rubio has said these are exploratory talks in Riyadh to test whether or not Vladimir Putin is seriously interested in peace. By contrast, the Kremlin says the talks will cover the entire gamut of US-Russian relations and that the removal of trade barriers will be on the agenda. The head of Russia's sovereign wealth fund, Kirill Dmitriev, described Donald Trump as a problem solver, reminding US companies that they lost some $300 billion when they left Russia as a result of its invasion of Ukraine. All of this will continue to fuel alarm in Europe, with leaders aghast at the sudden rehabilitation of the Putin regime by the Trump administration. Mr. Trump's envoy to Ukraine, Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, who's made reassuring noises about Ukraine and Europe's involvement in the talks, will meet the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen in Brussels today and the President of the European Council, Antonio Costa. He's been excluded from the US delegation in Riyadh. Yesterday, European leaders met in Paris, and while some countries have signaled support for sending peacekeepers to Ukraine, there was no overall commitment. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
The Taoiseach Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, will update his ministerial colleagues on the situation in Ukraine this morning and outline how he intends to ensure €50 million in non-lethal military support can be given to Kyiv despite a Hungarian veto at EU level. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.
The Cabinet meets this morning at government buildings and Taoiseach and Foreign Affairs Minister Simon Harris will update ministerial colleagues on what's termed Ireland's ongoing support for Ukraine in the face of Russian aggression. Minister Harris will also explain how Hungary, under Prime Minister Viktor Orban, is holding up an EU-Ukraine assistance fund, and this is preventing Ireland from fulfilling commitments to provide €250 million in non-lethal military support to Kyiv. The Cabinet will be told that early next month, the Taoiseach will bring forward a proposal to approve up to €50 million worth of support to Ukraine under what's termed the European Peace Facility Mechanism. The Taoiseach will also say there's a need for Ireland to issue a strong statement of solidarity on the third anniversary of Russia's illegal invasion of Ukraine, which falls next Monday. To date, Ireland has paid out more than €130 million in stabilisation and humanitarian support since the war began and welcomed 110,000 displaced Ukrainian nationals.
Data centres are going to be required to make public their carbon emissions and use of renewables under a new draft policy from the regulator responsible for the energy sector. The proposal is part of a decision published by the Commission for Regulation of Utilities in an effort to provide clarity for the sector as it outlines new policies for connecting data centres to the national grid. Our economics and public affairs correspondent, David Murphy.
Data centres use a fifth of Ireland's electricity, and that's due to rise to almost a third in the coming years. New facilities, as well as being asked to supply their own power, may be asked to feed into the national grid at certain times. They may also be asked to hand back any unused electricity capacity. Data centres have been heavily concentrated around Dublin, putting pressure on the grid in the capital. Granting permission for new facilities will need to consider if they're being located in an electricity-constrained area.
The Minister for Public Expenditure, Jack Chambers, and the Housing Minister, James Brown, will seek Cabinet approval to provide nearly 3,000 additional social, affordable and cost rental homes over the next 3 years. A further €450 million will be allocated to the Department of Housing to deliver the projects up to 2027. It follows a Cabinet Housing Committee meeting last night, which focused on implementing provisions in the programme for government, such as removing barriers to the delivery of homes which have been zoned but on unserviced land. The committee also signed off on a review of rent pressure zones, a controversial proposal which opposition parties have condemned. Ishgeirin is to purchase 100 additional generators as a consequence of Storm Éowyn. The unprecedented storm last month damaged the company's infrastructure, with water and wastewater treatment capacity and communications lost during power cuts. Backup power generation could not fully compensate for the loss. As part of a review, Ishgeirin will examine its emergency generator capacity and different power solutions, but is to front-load the expansion of generator capacity by ordering 100 generators immediately. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant, delivering exceptional performance with quiet operation, the Arona R290, Grant's most innovative heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Damp this morning with rain and drizzle, clearing northwards by early afternoon, becoming mostly dry with some hazy sunny spells. Highest temperatures 6 to 12 degrees, mildest in the west and southwest. There's a warning that southeast winds will reach gale force 8 at times later this morning on Irish coastal waters from Mizzenhead to Errishead to Fairhead, becoming confined between Malinhead and Fairhead by tomorrow morning.